Friday. Today is December the 27th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to take a look out in the backyard and garden, actually starting off, though, in the house, talking about some houseplants and the Christmas cactus, and then ways to possibly take care of those live living Christmas trees that need planted in the yard and recycling fresh cut trees. All that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to take some time this Friday morning as we look out in the backyard and garden, talk about some holiday plants, and in this case, we want to talk about Christmas cactus, a plant a lot of folks like to get and want to see blooming this time of year. We'll talk about how to care for those. Now, ironically, there are actually three types of holiday cacti, if you will. There's the Thanksgiving cacti. They are the earliest and longest blooming, typically producing flowers from late fall through midwinter. There's the Christmas cacti, which we're talking about today. Those tend to bloom from early winter to midwinter. And then the Eastern cacti, they bloom from midwinter through the spring. Now, it's important to do certain things, though, if you have these plants to make sure you get the best results out of them. Obviously, sunlight is important, water is important, and how those plants are potted is also important. Now, the Christmas cactus is a popular house plant that does bloom indoors this time of year. Popular as a holiday gift that some folks may have received and then they wonder how to care for it. It is a plant that is not from the hot, dry desert locations. It's actually a succulent native to tropical rainforests where they grow on tree branches and soak up the deep humidity and get a lot of the dappled sunlight filtered through the leaves and warm temperatures. So you can't treat these like a regular cactus. It's important that they get watered regularly, but also that we don't get them too wet at the same time. Now, there are, like we said, three different types of holiday cacti out there, the Eastern, the Thanksgiving, and the Christmas ones. We're going to focus just on those Christmas ones today. When it comes to potting, you want to make sure you select a pot that is a well-drained one, if you will. It has drainage holes in the bottom. You don't want that soil to be too wet. You definitely don't want the roots setting in water. They grow well in most potting mixes formulated for succulent-type plants. The important thing, though, is that potting soil drains well. Also, it should be kept in bright light, but in direct light. So an east-facing window or a bright bathroom is ideal. Too much direct sunlight can actually bleach out the sensitive leaves. Daytime temperature should be around 70 degrees, and in the evening, 60 to 65. So again, another reason you don't want it right in a window where it could be drafty. Christmas cacti do prefer a more humid environment. So again, that's sometimes where the bright bathrooms or in the kitchen is a good spot to keep them. And in the summer, they can be placed in shady spots, even out in a garden or an unheated porch, until temperatures get below 50 degrees, then they do need to be brought in. Now, you should water every 2 to 3 days, but you only want to water when the top third of the soil feels dry to the touch. When the soil is sufficiently dry, you want to soak that soil in water until it runs through the pot's drainage holes, and then place a tray underneath it to catch the excess water. And after about 10 to 15 minutes, you can get rid of that excess water in the tray, and you should be just fine. You just don't want that to set in the water and continue to take it back up. It's especially important to water it well while that plant is flowering. Now, from spring through early fall, it's also a good idea to feed it every couple weeks with a balanced sort of houseplant fertilizer, and then you can prune those in late spring to encourage more branching and flowering when the right time comes. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. As we continue talking about looking in the backyard and garden, we want to now talk about those live Christmas trees and two different things. If you actually did a true living Christmas tree, that was one that was bald and burlap that you brought into the house just for a very short period of time to decorate with the intent of taking it out to the backyard and plant that. now is the time. Ideally, you take that out right after the Christmas celebration within a day or two, but you slowly acclimate it back out. So you take it to maybe the garage or an unheated porch, let the temperature sort of adjust there, and then you work it back outside so it doesn't go through a sudden shock. Hopefully, you maybe pre-dug that hole, that it's easier to get that open back up to plant the tree. If not, you can sort of chip away until you get the hole dug, and then you go ahead and plant that just like you would. We say trees can be planted in any month that ends with an R. October, November, September, December, all those months work. Now, this is getting obviously late in December, but still make sure you get that planted and watered adequately. A good thorough watering. Remember, we went through a very dry summer, and so while the top couple inches of soil may seem like it's plenty moist, the subsoil is still dry down deep. And so we want to make sure that tree has adequate moisture because it's drawing from a relatively small area in that root ball, especially with some of the stress it had being in and out of the house. So make sure that you get that tree in the ground, that you get it staked properly so it's anchored from some of the winds, and then that you get a good watering in there and maybe put some mulch around to help reduce any potential evaporation. Well, for those fresh-cut trees that you may have had, now is probably about the time to be thinking about taking them out. Some folks do like to keep them through the New Year's holiday, but if you do have those drying down as a fire hazard, it's a good idea to get them out of the house. Don't burn them in a fireplace. Pine wood, especially Christmas trees, fresh ones, can cause a lot of sparking and things that do bad things for fireplaces in the house. Those can be cut up into small pieces and placed in a burn barrel if you want, but ideally they can be actually cut up, and the very small branches could be included in a compost pile and broken down, or they can be put into a mulch pile to allow that to decompose and used as garden mulch. Other people use them as wildlife refuge. You can put them out. Some folks will string popcorn around them and put them out for the birds to feed on. Other folks will take them, and some will even put bricks on them, sink them down in their pond to be more of a fish habitat. Now, you don't want to do that too long to too many because they don't break down near as quickly as you think, but it does work in certain areas with folks that have farm ponds or other types. If they have more an area for fish habitat, those, as they're sunk down to the bottom with a brick, can do a nice job providing that protection for smaller fish. So just some different things to think about as we look at recycling those fresh-cut Christmas trees. Hey, that's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great weekend.